good God, love family, friends, and everyone. This is King Obadere speaking to you live from the city of Baltimore, wishing you love, peace, and joy. This is a new series of which I have been compelled to come to the stage with, which is entitled, Behold, I Make All Things New. This is a presentation of King's philosophy, which is brought to you by the Divine Inspiration Network. Let us at this time enter into a quick poem written by yours truly, which goes as follows. The poem is titled, A Random Word. What is this? A random word? What kind of nonsense is this? A random word. A random word does make no sense when there is no such thing as random. Do you see? There is no name that is insignificant. Why? Because it came from somewhere, out of nowhere. We shall now go into prayer. We have the Lord's Prayer that is brought to us by Talashua Mark Walker, which is in Aramaic. And we shall begin this show, which is a show that
is oh.
Yes, 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 yes. Thank you so much. Of which we give honor and thanks to our ancestors. And first of all, to the God of all creation, who has brought us all together as one. This show is a show that is really exploring the real issues that truly plague the man-made church of God and everything else man-made. Everything else that was formed from the consciousness of the man-made world. Yes, I am going deep and I am going to go hard, but I'm going to go easy because I am so afraid right now. Let me tell you, I am right now scared. Why? Because there is no one willing to step out on the limb to tell you what I am about to share. Listen to me. Anything that comes to you, which burns upon the altar of your heart, in which you cannot escape, of which you cannot ignore, of which you cannot keep concealed, is there only because it does nobody no good if it serves no one no benefit. If it proves itself of no worth, if you do not allow it to move through you. In relation, anything that comes to you which burns upon the altar of your heart, in which you cannot escape, of which you cannot ignore, of which you cannot keep concealed, is there only because it body no good if it serves no one no benefit, if it proves itself of no worth. If you do not allow it to move through you. throughout. You see, if you receive it and you don't release it, you don't share it, you've done nothing. I'm tired of doing nothing. I'm tired, and the whole world is tired. And I'm tired of it being tired. You feel me? True that. So, only you know what is inside of you. Only you know what's inside of you. The process of production to produce what is within to be expressed throughout is mandatory. It is a requirement of your existence. It is your destiny. Otherwise, it is a wasted delivery. You see, your mind is a tool, a receptor of living thought that must come forth and perform the task given it. That performance can only occur by it first being a preform, a thought, an idea, an image or conception conceived within the inner being of your mind. What I am about to do has not been done before. That is why the title of this is called Behold, I Make All Things New. This is what God has told us. It is something foreign, yet already known. The key is for you to decide whether accepting it brings you a new awareness, because the old shall be no more. Isaiah 43:18-19 says this. And the churches, they don't share this with you. And I give you this reference so you can pray to the Spirit to give you insight to the absolute divinity of what is shared by the Scriptures and what it says to us and how it speaks to us. When you open yourself to that understanding, light bulbs will start going off in your head. Isaiah 43:18-19 says this, Remember not the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Stay mindful. In the wilderness, there are no roads. Stay mindful. In the desert, there are no rivers. Behold, I am doing a new thing. And the Omega speaking to you, the beginning and the ending, that aspect is speaking of a series of events, not just one. Now it springs forth, as the Scripture continues to say, and it says this, do you not perceive it? Pausing to give you a little time to give that some thought. At this time, we're going to enter into a new song. Well, it's not really new, but another song by R. Kelly, of all people. This is called Spirit.
Destination. I can hear my call. No more hesitation. This time I'm going for all. set me free. I can feel the penetration of a strong wind moving me. I can feel the elevation of an angel lifting me.
Had a strange question to ask you guys, and it's going to go like this. It's part of the process of the series that we are involved in. Oh, infinite intelligence, I call upon you to enlighten and bring wisdom as we continue to move forward in this journey. Therefore, my question is this to you. Are you an angel asleep or a demon awakening out from darkness? With that, I'm going to bring up a poem. It was written by Merriam Williamson. That was used by Nelson Mandela. I'm going to just do an excerpt of it. And Nelson Mandela used this as a part of his 1994 inaugural speech. And it goes like this. Stay mindful of the question I just asked you. Is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. I'm going to, our worst fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. This series is designed to help you understand why these questions are before us. I'm going to read a segment of something I had written to help ease your troubling mind and it goes like this. Now, we're going to do this show for an hour. It's going to be happening every Sunday. I've been compelled by the Spirit of the Lord to do so because it's time for change. So I want you to feel within yourself that all these thoughts and words are true for you. Fill yourself with the vibration of love and say, today, I am in charge because today's thoughts create my tomorrow. Our future is determined by our thoughts. Your thoughts determine your mood, and your mood automatically changes your feelings. The willingness to forgive is greater than the knowing how to forgive, because alone gives the universe permission to respond to the activity of your will. Today, I am willing to forgive and willing to remove all negative thoughts and beliefs so that I can make way for new thought experiences. I now release the need to blame anyone and choose to no longer hold thinking process. I now come to know that my greatest point of power is always in my present moment. No matter how long ago an event, no matter how long ago a circumstance or situation, I can now release the past and forgive as God allows me to forgive. Forgiveness is the solution to almost every problem, as it is the forerunner of love being the answer to whatever action is needed, because love always knows what to do. Forgiveness is a gift to myself. When I forgive all there is to forgive, I set myself free. I am now able to free myself and release my past of old hurts so that I can move into the new glorious experiences that await me. I now realize that holding on to every past hurt keeps us stuck in bondage. I let go of all expectations. Only good lies before us. I now flow freely and lovingly with life. I am safe, and all of life supports me. The universe supports balance, harmony, and peace. I am harmony and peace. Thoughts create my future, and it is new thought that releases me from the bondage of the past. When my new thought are thoughts of positivity and are divinely designed to be the fulfillment my new me, I become a new creature. Breathe that in and hold it to the count of eight. Vibration. Time we are going to bring in earth, wind, and fire, singing the song of devotion. Behold, I am doing a new thing. It's found in Isaiah 43. Yet, behold, I make all things brand new. It's found in Revelation 21:5. Devotion to God, the creator of all creation, in the act of acknowledging what God has done by believing in, obeying, and submitting to the worship of God as love. This is the act of sharing experiences with one another and all who are willing to receive them. Devotion inspires the desire to let everyone in the world know the truth of God as love, in that hope to inspire all to commit to the life of love. But people seem to be conditioned to be stuck in old thought, thinking, and complaints that changes nothing. Nothing changes. This type of thinking is wrong. I'm going to tell you that straight out the box. And this type of thinking is the real reason behind the current issues of the man-made Church of God and everything else that was formed from the consciousness of the man-made system of world and societal action. You see, the only constant change. You see, the only constant that is man's greatest challenge is his acknowledging that change is forever and always. You see, God's creative work never ends. God constantly works to create a new people. This is evident by the birth rate alone. Not to mention, your body cells are replicating every hour of the day. Man's greatest mistake is accepting a belief that the Creator is a figure of the past who has no concept of what is new. I'm going to tell you right now, that's crazy thinking. And a lot of people that are caught up in the church and the way of old thought cannot shake free of it. That's why I'm breaking myself free to do this thing. Yeah, I can't help it. The Father of time creates time so that newness has a space to live and be free. Let me say that again, which is also known as the Father of time. Creates time so that newness has a space to live and be free. You see, few understand that divine operation is always for expansion and fuller expression. This means the production of something entirely new, something beyond what has gone before, something not included in the past experience, but proceeding out of it by an orderly sequence of growth. If there is no growth and development, signs of life are considered not to exist. People, I'm going to tell you true. I love you with all of my heart. And a lot of people believe I'm crazy because of that. And that's okay. I've come to accept that. If that's what they want to feel. Whatever. But I know who I am. And I am grateful for that. You see, behold, I make all things new. The revelation in that phrase in and of itself is make all things new. You see, that phrase is found in the book of Revelation, which I expressed in the 21st chapter, that is the beginning of the Bible. Genesis is the beginning, and it says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form. It was void. And darkness covered the surface of the deep for our discussion as we continue to move forward. If there's any questions or what have you, feel free to tap in to a Gmail account, of which we'll give you at the end of the program, and send your messages, send your questions to us. But the scripture says, darkness covered the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of the Lord hovered over the waters. Time that no one has the ability to measure. Darkness existed for a very long time. Now, stay mindful of this. This darkness that I'm speaking of is a darkness that was guarded by God, the Spirit of God guarded this darkness. But when we go deeper into our expression here, I'm going to take you to a place where there was darkness and nothing else but darkness. But in Genesis it says, and then there was light. Sanders, life is synonymous with insight. Check this now. Behold, the light overcomes darkness. For all the darkness in the world cannot overcome the light of one single candle. And we're going to continue next Sunday with our segment entitled The Kingdom of Darkness versus the Kingdom of Light. The program is probably going to start at 10 o'clock. We're going to do what we can to get the message out. Depending on our work schedule, it may begin at 9, but only God knows. That's for sure. My beloved wife, Arlene, is on the other end here. She has some information for us, and we welcome her.
Good evening, everyone, to the Divine Inspiration Network. And King said earlier that if you're interested in asking questions, what you can do is you can email us at familyhealingcircle@gmail.com. Again, that is familyhealingcircle@gmail.com. That is let me go ahead.
Well, it's all lowercase, right?
Yes, yeah, all lowercase. familyhealingcircle@gmail.com, and that's all of that put together. And also, you can reach out to us on Facebook under the Divine Inspiration Network and pose questions to us there.
Thank you so very much. I also have a YouTube channel called King's Philosophy because I've been kind of working to bring order to my life. I haven't had the opportunity to make any post on there, but I'm going to, believe me, as well as King Obadele, the Oracle, on Facebook. At this time, I think we should have enough time available to us to bring in a beautiful, but now my heart kind of is touched by this. This is the artist formerly known as Prince, and then he ended up becoming Prince again, and he left us with something that is a rare expression, and it's called one song. And those who don't understand the universe, we are actually using the translation of English that people aren't really quite understanding, because the English language is very, very unusual in the sense that its ambiguity is all over the place, yet it is one of the youngest languages on the planet. And there's an interesting aspect of what that language, this language, the English language does, because you can find it almost anywhere on the globe. Just like you can find black people anywhere on the globe, just to let you know. But the interesting thing about it is the English language is pervasive, and it casts spells. So be careful how you use your words, the way you use your words, and the intention behind your words. So one song, universe, and actuality is the same word. Arlene, do you have anything to share with our audience before we close with this song by Prince?
This week, One Love, One Connection, One Us is hopefully starting a new series called A Lover's Journey. And I have to just double check with our couple, but we are going to share their love story. But that is the end. That show is going to be on the 7th. At 7 o'clock on this coming Thursday, Eastern Standard Time, October the 5th at 7 p.m. So stay tuned and just let me know when you're ready for one song.
I am ready.
Yeah, all right.
Thank you, Sally.
All right.
Love you all.
Love you all. Love, peace, and blessings, family.
1999, and the illusion continues. One begs to ask, when will it end? Unnatural disasters happen seemingly every week. Train crashes, shootings, nuclear accidents. Is there any place of refuge one can flee from this insanity? Very few of mankind's creations are designed to make you feel good, unless you get pleasure from seeing the human body desecrated by guns, explosions, fights, and any other things these so-called artists create. In the name of freedom, many have used art as a means to destroy the human mind. As an excuse to continue, we hear, art reflects society. How many times has this lie been repeated? Creations are not real, they say, and yet any one of these people can call to mind images and complete scenes of horror and graphic detail. They will carry these so-called unreal creations around with them for the rest of their lives. These images are now a part of their being. In the name of recreation, these people, in fact, are recreating themselves and their own images. Society then reflects art. In man's decision to further separate from God, his recreation of himself leaves him in a dysfunctional state of confusion. The mind becomes a burial ground for dead waste. Isolated from the wholeness of God, earth, and his fellow brothers and sisters, this man seeks solace in activities he thinks will stimulate his mind. He then begins downloading into his brain a series of man-made creations designed to destroy it. All man-made creations originate from one of two sources, the tree of knowledge or the tree of life. One of these trees contains deadly fruit, the other, fruit of everlasting life. The one who disregards this fact recreates himself and his kind into extinction. You are reading these words on a machine created by man. As you read, you hear a voice speaking to you the words that you perceive. They make sense to you because you understand, stand under the spelling. The words are what binds this spell to your illusion. When you hear the truth, like a memory, you recognize it, and this recognition releases you from all illusion. Many languages are brilliant in their attempt to confuse you. Con meaning against, fuse meaning together. Words in their spellbinding illusions have the power to keep man separate from God. You were born in an all-knowing state of mind. The first words spoken to you begin the spell. The words come from one of two sources, the tree of knowledge or the tree of life. In ignorance or simply lack of respect for God, many use words that confuse the minds of humans and turn them into projections of their own illusions. Because of this fact, many people grow up and blindly assume their pre-selected role under a dictatorship without even being aware of it. When asked what they are doing here on Earth, most will answer with statements that do not reflect their natural God-given desires. This creates a pyramid-like structure with the dictator on top and each level under it knowing less and less. Upon reaching the bottom level, which is where the majority is, you will find chaos, disorder, and illusion. With ill as its prefix, illusion is a state of insanity. In the name of democracy, supreme power is vested unto the people in this insane state instead of God. A future recreated to be ruled by man is one of isolation and despair. Returning the leadership back into God will allow mankind to achieve its original collective goal, which is union with God. Ideas contrary to this goal should not be blamed or persecuted, just simply ignored. They originated when man first chose to ignore God's rule. Simply put, in the beginning, the human was made perfect in God's image. They had no need for knowledge. They were also given freedom of choice. The tree of knowledge and the tree of life are reflections of this freedom. The human is now a reflection of their choice. They could have simply chose not to choose. God being centrifugal in nature, freedom was the cause and choice was the effect. In knowing their perfection made in God's image, there was no need to choose. In fact, there were no needs. There was only love in an all-knowing state before the fall. The worst thing you can do is give up your God-given right to choose. For in it, you can choose not to choose. Therein is the final judgment. The illusion ceases, and you awaken from your dream. Now the healing begins. With an all-knowing mind made in God's image, you can create as your creator, God intended. With love, honor, and respect for every living thing in the universe, separation ceases and we all become one being, singing the one song.
I am the universe, the sun, the moon, and the sea. I am the energy. That is what I believe. I can be a contradiction. That is all I see. But I am the between.